following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is 2020. 2020, folks, we've stepped into the new year, and I'm back with another year of Dollars and Cents, financial advice in a language you can understand. Delighted to be here this Sunday morning. Hope you enjoyed your New Year's celebration. Christmas behind you, Hanukkah behind you, all the holidays, and now we just start with cold weather. That's really what it's going to be for January and February, and we're just going to, oh, I can't wait for the spring to come. I know that's it for me, unless you're a big skier. I guess if you're into the whole skiing thing, and I'm not an outdoorsy skier person, I'm very happy. Actually, I've been watching this new show. So how's this for financial advice in a language you can understand? I'm telling you about TV I watch. So there's this show that my assistant, Jody, had suggested that I watch. It's actually on the, believe it or not, the Paramount Network. You've probably never even known that the Paramount Network existed. It's a show called Yellowstone. So we have been watching this, Laura and I have been watching this show now, and I've gotten pretty addicted to it. It's, imagine it being like The Sopranos, yet it takes place on a ranch in Montana. And it's this family that is like the family, the ranch-owning family that basically has control over everything that goes on in Montana. And, you know, it's a Cowboys and Indians show and all that kind of, and it takes place in present day. So it's actually pretty intense, pretty cool. You realize what the life of a cowboy is, what it's like living on an Indian reservation in real life here in America, the challenges that are faced with it, and a lot of the secrets that get hidden in the vast land of Montana. It's pretty cool, actually. It only took us about one or two episodes to get into it. Usually when you start watching some of these shows, you know, it can take you a season or two to get into it, but it came up pretty quickly and it moves very fast. So if you're looking for a new show to watch in 2020, I'm recommending Yellowstone. Anyways, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about because a lot of new stuff is happening for 2020. I don't know if you've heard the spots we've been running here on North Shore 104.9, but in an act of bipartisanship, Congress decided to sign into law this thing called the SECURE Act, S-E-C-U-R-E. The SECURE Act is an acronym for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. It's a horrible acronym because most of what the major legislation that was passed that's impacting people right now doesn't really follow that guideline of setting every community up for retirement enhancement. What you're going to hear about in the SECURE Act is the fact that small business owners, people that want to have retirement plans, but they weren't able to do it because it was too costly, are going to be able to work in groups where perhaps a chamber of commerce will get involved, or a maybe your association that you're involved in, whether you're in the textile industry, the retail industry, the food service industry, whatever, you'll be able to combine a bunch of different groups within your similar industry and build a retirement plan that works and is more efficient and affordable for those that work in your community. But that's not going to go into effect for a couple of years. So that's how they're kind of promoting it and talking about it. But the big stuff, the stuff that's going to impact people today, are for people that are either planning to retire, people that may pass away, or die after 2020 and the heirs that are expected to receive the money. So I thought this morning I would spend some time talking to you about some of the provisions that are part of the SECURE Act that are likely to impact you now. So one of the things that folks are always asking me about is this thing called a required minimum distribution. When you turn 70 and a half years old, you have to take what's called a required minimum distribution from your retirement assets, your IRAs, your 401ks, all of these things. You have to take a certain amount of money every year. You don't have to cash the whole thing in, but the government says you need to take a certain amount of money. And that money historically has been around 3.6% on the first year. And the way it's calculated is, let's say you have $100,000 in your retirement funds. On December 31st, that amount is reported to the IRS. And if you are 70 and a half years old, you must take a required minimum distribution from your $100,000 in this upcoming year, 2020. That amount, if you had $100,000, is, let's say it's $3,600. If you wanted, you could take all of it at any time during the course of 2020. You could also take $300 a month if you wanted to as well, because that'll add up to $3,600. And that's the way it's always gone, 70 and a half. That's been the number that's been stuck in our head. But most people for years have said, why did someone pick 70 and a half? What a stupid, stupid rule. Well, finally, they have decided that we're going to change the number of 70 and a half. It's no longer going to be 70 and a half. It's now going to be 72. So, if you were born on July 1st, 1949 or later, so July 2nd, 1949 or January 1st, 1950, if you were born July 1st, 1949 or later, you no longer have to take a required minimum distribution from your IRA and or retirement accounts until age 72, not 70 and a half. You know, well, that's, for some people are thinking, wow, it's pretty good. Because when you take money out of your IRA, you have to pay tax on that money. Now, there's a lot of people, lots and lots and lots and lots of people that are taking money out of their IRA far sooner than 70 and a half or 72, frankly, because they need it for income. They need it. So one of the things is someone will argue to say, well, this is another one of those provisions that benefits the rich, those that have the money, and they just don't have to pay tax on it for a little while longer. Well, I think you're right there. I think that is one of those provisions that are there. But I always challenge what the rich really are. It all depends. I mean, I think most people that have a net worth of $1 million or $2 million, that's including your house, would not consider themselves rich. Yet in many categories that you fall in, people would say, "Oh, you are part of the rich." So there's a, what is rich? I always have a challenge with what that really represents. But the reality is that you can now wait until age 70 and a half, 72, to take a distribution from your IRA. And here's one of the reasons why. When you turned 65, years ago, you used to think to yourself, when I turn 65, I'm going to retire. Well, how many 65-year-olds do you know? How many 70-year-olds do you know that are saying, I'm not ready to retire? I kind of like working. I'm not ready to kick the bucket. I'm not ready to sit on the rocking chair and go on a cruise and then just watch myself wither away in some nursing home somewhere. That doesn't happen anymore. Folks, we're living longer. We're more vibrant. We want to stay more active. And the last thing we want to do is get away from an environment where we're intellectually challenged, where we're socially enjoying our time surrounded by people, whether it's going out for lunch, hanging out and just shooting it with our friends and having a good time at work. People aren't ready to shut it down just yet. And the government has realized that people aren't ready to retire so quickly. Though there is part of the population that says at 65 or at 66 or at 62, I'm done, I'm retiring. And that's fine. But those that are working and want to continue to work, they don't feel that you should be forced to have to take money from your retirement accounts at 70 and a half if you're still working. And so they're allowing that to push out a little bit further to age 72. So think about that. What does that really mean? If you're currently over the age of 70 and a half and you've been collecting a minimum distribution from your retirement account, does it mean that you can now stop and wait until your 72nd birthday? No, that doesn't mean that. Everybody who has already begun required minimum distributions, or I should say has already reached age 70 and a half, must take minimum distributions based upon that 70 and a half age, that age and that payout schedule. You have to take it. This new rule goes into effect for those born after July 1st, 1949. If you were born before that, this rule doesn't apply to you. But there are rules that do apply to you. There's a lot of new stuff that is coming your way. And some stuff you may like and some stuff you're just not going to be very happy about. Because after all, the government has decided that despite lowering tax rates for all of us, and yes, our tax rates went down with the tax act that was passed a few years ago, what that has created is less tax revenue for the government, and our deficit is growing at a very rapid pace. And now there's a way to start collecting tax money. I'm going to show you what the strategy is and what their plan is for doing that when we get back. But I'll tell you this, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter yet, it's called Planning Pointers. Go to my website. People love Planning Pointers. It comes out to more than 7,500 subscribers. Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on the newsletter, put in your name, your email address, and you will start getting Planning Pointers every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. I'll be right back with more ways that you can learn about how the Secure Act is going to impact your life. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.